Coming up next on Sports and Stuff, a couple of notable people in the sports and entertainment field passed away this week. I'll talk about that and can really kind of pay a tribute to both these gentlemen. One passed away from coronavirus, one passed away from something else. Also, Who Wants to Be a Millionaire returns to network television. I'll give my thoughts on that and the revival. All this and plenty more coming up on Sports and Stuff, presented here on EPRN, SoundCloud, and the Sports and Stuff app. Stay tuned.
You've got to plug into EPRN. We've got the conversation, we've got the sports team, and our music and entertainment team brings podcasting to extremely new heights.
Listen in to EPRN.us. Press the app button on the site and download the EPRN app now. You'll be listening to shows in no time. Take us on the go with you. Our app is accessible on all mobile devices and tablets. Or you can just go to EPRN.us.
Your listening is worth your time.
Spend your time listening to an independently owned media network.
Tell a friend and listen in.
Exquisite Podcast Radio Network, EPRN.
Welcome to Sports and Stuff, everybody. Glad you could join us this week for our first edition of April. Hope everybody's staying safe right now at a time like this. I understand there's a lot of uncertainty and a lot of fear in people, but hopefully this show and really just anything to kind of take your mind off the negativity in the news will make you feel a little better. So pull up a chair and hopefully enjoy some good entertainment talk and sports talk for the next 30 to 40 minutes. So I want to thank our sponsors real quick, Harold's Ice Cream and Village Pizza. I know they've been suffering throughout this whole time, but I really appreciate them, at least being there, which is always good. So to start the show off this week, kind of on a somewhat of a downer note, but it's also kind of a good way to remember him and pay tribute to him. Bill Withers, legendary African-American singer who sang songs like Ain't No Sunshine, Lean On Me. He passed away at age 72 over the weekend. He died from, I think it was a heart failure, if I heard correctly. Had nothing to do with the coronavirus. But he passed away at age 72. Great singer. What a voice he had. And I think the songs he had really are what people remember him the most by. Just the impact they had on people. You know, ain't no sunshine when it's gone. I every time I hear that song, I can never keep track of how many times he says, I know. Like, I always lose track. I gotta count that one of these days. It's gotta be at least 20 times he says that in a row at one point. but it was a great song, and then Lean On Me, you know, is another good one. We all need somebody to lean on. You know, he really sang with a lot of soul and a lot of feeling in him. It left an impact on so many people, you know, all races, black, white, whatever. Just a tremendous singer, a lot of talent, and he will forever be remembered, that's for sure. His songs were, you know, Bill Withers. I've always liked older music, soul, gospel. I did a tribute to Aretha Franklin last year when she passed away. So yeah, I've always had some amount of appreciation for that. I think it's cool. I think it's fun music. Anything oldies related, like classic rock or, from the 60s, 70s, or I guess the 80s as well, if you want to include that, the 50s, I'm kind of, it's funny, I'm in my late 20s, but I have so much respect and appreciation for the older genre of music. I almost kind of feel like an old guy talking about it. And I guess, I also have a fondness for the music I listened to in the 90s, so, I've always liked music of the past, and I think it's way, way better than anything they have on the radio nowadays. That's just my opinion. Feel free to disagree with me. whenever I see stories like that, they just captivate my attention. But still, I mean, actually, now I'm thinking of Bill Withers. I think there was an episode of the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air back in the 90s where I think Will goes back to Philadelphia at some point. I think it was Philly in one episode. And there's this jukebox that all he does is play the same song over and over again. And that song was Ain't No Sunshine by Bill Withers. And it's funny to see Will Smith singing it and humming along and saying, I know, the whole time. It's just funny. So it's been parodied and made fun of, but for good reason. I mean, it's just, you know, that popular of a song. Yeah, people know the song probably better than who sang it. but anyway, I think, actually, now that I think of it, I think Lean On Me might have been in a commercial at some point. It's got that, you know, that soulful, catchy kind of feel to it, you know. So anyway, that's the first thing I wanted to mention this week about Bill Withers. And the other thing I was going to mention right now is that this just came out today at the time I'm recording this. this is something definitely worth mentioning. Former NFL kicker Tom Dempsey, who played for the New Orleans Saints back in the 70s, passed away at age 73. And he did die from the coronavirus, unfortunately. It got him. You know, being that, you know, some people are older, then unfortunately they're not able to fight it as well as younger people can because they don't have a strong immune system. So unfortunately, Tom Dempsey passed away from that over the weekend. He has a pretty interesting story, let me tell you. He holds the distinction of, for about at least 40 years, having kicked the longest field goal in NFL history at 63 yards. While he was playing for the New Orleans Saints, it was broken in 2014, but it stood for more than 40 years. It was 63-yard field goal. Now the record is 64 yards, but for a long time it was 63. And Tom Dempsey was the man responsible for that NFL record. And he did that, believe it or not, without having fingers on his right hand or toes on one of his feet. I think it was his right foot. So he was born without five fingers on his right hand or toes on his right foot. They had to specially design a kicking shoe or cleat for him, being that he didn't have toes on his right foot. So, I mean, that's pretty incredible if you think about it. To kick a 60-plus yard field goal without toes on your kicking foot, I mean, you'd think that would be impossible, but, I mean, boy, he looked good doing it. I saw the clip a little while ago, and that 63-yard field goal that stood for so many years, it just barely got over the goalpost at the bottom of the upright. But it was good. It was a good field goal, and he kicked the daylights out of that thing without having toes on his foot. I mean, I wonder how they must have designed the shoe. I imagine like the front or the top of the cleat must have had to like really stick out or point a certain way for him to kick the football or to get any height or length on it. But however they designed it, you know, he was an inspiration to a lot of people. You know, he really showed to people that, you know, no matter what you live with, I mean, he never let anything stand in his way of accomplishing his dream of playing professional football. You know, and that's what it's all about. He's a obviously I was not a fan of his, and I'm sure, you know, maybe unless you were a Saints fan, people probably aren't familiar with him, but he was probably told by many people in his life, you know, you can't do this or you can't do that because you don't have enough fingers or toes. But he proved a lot of people wrong and, you know, made it to the NFL because of it. You know, he never gave up, never quit on his dreams, just kept at it. And they were able to accommodate him, the Saints were. So it's with heavy hearts we bid farewell to Tom Dempsey, who's unfortunately passed away from the coronavirus. The New Orleans Saints, I'm sure, are probably the most upset by it. You know, Drew Brees and Sean Payton and company. So I mean, they're probably the most upset out of anybody. But still, I mean, that's a pretty incredible story. Like I said, to make it to the NFL without enough fingers or toes on your hands and feet to kick what ended up being the longest field goal in NFL history up until about 6 years ago, that's pretty amazing. I mean, I couldn't believe that when I heard that earlier on the news. It's that just blew me away. So, well, that will take a break, and when we come back here on Sports and Stuff, we'll talk a little about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire and what we can expect to look forward to this weekend as it returns. All this and plenty more when we come back right after these messages here on Sports and Stuff. Stay with us.
Village Pizza is the family-owned East Hampton, Massachusetts establishment that has been serving the local community for over 40 years. Well known for their delicious Greek-style pizza pies and the best local spot to go hang out and watch a Celtics, Bruins, Red Sox, or Patriots game. Village Pizza, 100 Union Street, East Hampton. Proud sponsor of Sports and Stuff, Harold's Ice Cream has over 400 original flavors to select from. Best of all, Harold's is kosher certified, no moo or artificial ingredients. Harold's also makes ice cream cakes with real cake centers, and they also ship their frozen treats to customers. Harold's Ice Cream makes treats like frozen yogurt, sherbet, brownies, cookies, pies, and cakes. Harold's does it all to satisfy that sweet, healthy treat craving. They cater events for 70 people or more, and they ship their kosher treats by mail. Call Harold's Ice Cream today at 413-586-9700 and visit harolds.com.
Welcome back, Sports and Stuff. I'm John Meisner here, and you know, as we move along here, I was thinking during that break there, you know, I was mentioning about Bill Withers a few minutes ago. You know, over the weekend, I was watching a lot of Good Times, you know, the old show Good Times in the 70s, you know, with Jimmy Walker, you know, as JJ, you know, Dynamite, you know, when he used to do that. And I don't know why, maybe this is just me, but I feel like Jimmy Walker looks a lot like Sly Stone from Sly and the Family Stone. Now, Sly had, like, longer hair and, you know, sideburns and kind of an afro. But when I look at his face, for some reason I see JJ from Good Times. I don't know what it is. I just, they look very similar to me for some reason. They don't sound alike, but you know, if you just look at the face, it just, I don't know, just kind of reminds me of Jimmy Walker a little bit. But anyway, I digress. just a thought I had. So anyway, as we move along here on the show, big news on the game show end this week. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire is going to make a triumphant return to ABC. For some reason, I still can't figure out why, but they're celebrating the 20th anniversary of the ABC version when it debuted in 1999, 1 year later. They waited a whole year to celebrate that, so they're a little late on the celebration, but it's okay. At least this gives us a reason to watch Millionaire again. And Jimmy Kimmel will be hosting it from his late-night talk show. I think it's a good choice because, I mean, it makes sense. You know, he's a prominent host on ABC. He has experience with game shows, having done Win Ben Stein's Money. So I like the choice. I think he'll do a good job. You know, he's funny. He's a good host. They're going to have celebrities on it, though. It's not going to be a traditional game of Who Wants to Be a Millionaire with contestants and the fastest, I don't think they're going to have the fastest finger as far as I know. So they're going to be in the hot seat, the celebrities are. And now this is interesting because this show, when it was taped this past month in March, it did not have a studio audience because of the coronavirus, as we all know. So I'm sure you've probably seen on TV by now, a lot of hosts on some of these talk shows and even on the news, have had to host their shows from home, you know, just to stay safe. So that's what Millionaire did. Well, not hosting from home, but they had to keep people away from the studio just to keep everybody safe and healthy so that the coronavirus doesn't spread. So it's going to be odd seeing them with no audience at all. It's just going to be, you know, Jimmy Kimmel, the celebrity, and I think they're one of their lifelines behind them. So that's going to get rid of the Ask the Audience lifeline. So instead of having Ask the Audience, they replaced that lifeline with an interesting one. This is a new one. Get ready for this. Ask the Host. That's right. For the first time, this is not a joke, folks. I'm not making this up. This is what I've read from official sources. They are introducing an Ask the Host lifeline for these shows. I think it's going to be for 8 nights they're going to do this, starting on Wednesday night this week. Yeah, they're actually going to have an Ask the Host lifeline. And they're actually going to ask Jimmy Kimmel. He's going to help them out on a question. So they're going to have that. They're going to have 50-50, And I think they also have, what is it? Is it Ask the Expert? They had a third one. They don't have, I don't know if they have, they brought back the Phone a Friend or not. I know they don't have Ask the Audience. But I saw the commercials and I saw a person sitting behind the celebrity, like, near them. So I think they're gonna serve as a lifeline, whether it's like, you know, Ask a Friend or something like that. It's 50-50, Ask the Host. And what's the third one? Is it Ask the Expert, I think? Ask an Expert? Yeah, something like that. I think it's Ask the Expert. I'll get it right one of these days. Don't worry. I think it's Ask the Expert, the third lifeline. But if I forget, I could always update you next week once I find out for sure. But anyway, it's going to be very different, though. You know, there's not going to be an audience. There's no Ask the Audience lifeline because of that. I kind of wish they had regular people playing, you know, just to kind of, you know, re-energize the show. But, I mean, I'm sure the celebrities will be fun and entertaining, even if there's no audience that's going to be there, which is going to be kind of interesting. They'll probably have to use a lot of canned laughter and canned applause. But they can make it work, I'm sure, with the people at ABC. Like I said, I think Jimmy Kimmel will do a good job. If I had to take a guess, I'm going to go out on a limb and say I don't think any of the celebrities are going to win $1 million. But I could see them getting maybe into, like, the upper levels, you know, like, I don't know what the money ladder is going to look like. I don't know if they're going to go back to what it used to be in 1999 or they're going to go with the most recent money ladder. I would think they would go back to the original just for old time's sake, starting at $100. But I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. They are introducing an interactive component, though. If you download the Millionaire app to your phone, you can actually play along with the show live as you're watching it and win the same amount of money that the celebrities are playing, I think. I think it's you're winning the same amount of money or points or whatever. you will get to do that. Download the app. It should be on the internet. You can probably look it up. Just look in, you know, Millionaire Revival, or you can look on Buzzer Blog if you're interested. And if you want to play along with the show and win some cash and prizes that the celebrities are playing for, you could do that, or you could go on to abc.com and probably look it up there as well. So I like that they at least have an interactive component, but it's going to be very interesting not having an audience. They're probably going to have to darken the set even more so that we don't see the empty seats. But that's kind of the way it looked anyway back in, you know, when they had the hot seat. That's kind of the way it was anyway when they got to the higher dollar value questions. You know, they darkened the set so you didn't see the audience. So that actually might work out, you know, might be okay. But, as far as lighting is concerned. But it should be fun. I'm looking forward to it. The only thing I'm kind of bummed out about is now, unless they completely surprise us, I don't think we're going to see Regis Philbin make a return here. But they are going to have him and Meredith Vieira on a special about Who Wants to Be a Millionaire this Monday night at 10 o'clock on ABC. They're going to have Regis and Meredith on, kind of as a more of like a retrospect, looking back on the show in America after all these years, talk about the impact it had and that kind of stuff. So they're going to be on Monday night, but as far as the regular show with celebrities, we're not going to see Regis on, I don't think. Too bad. I would have liked to maybe make a guest appearance and ask a question maybe or two, but it's not going to happen. He's too old at this point. I don't think he can. He probably can't do it anyway. He's in his 80s now. But I saw a commercial the other day for that. Is that your final answer? I love Regis. He's the love on his show and his talk show when he did Live with Kathy Lee or with Kelly or whoever. Him getting so angry and ready to explode at any minute with a, you know, I Gilbert, where's my newspaper? You know, you can't catch a break around here. What are you doing? Okay, well, we're going to spin the wheel here and whatever. They'd play the game with the home viewer and, yeah. I remember when they actually had the 10-year anniversary of Millionaire back in 2009. Now that I'm thinking, it's kind of funny. I remember when Regis actually made an appearance. He guest hosted from the Millionaire set. They had him, you know, live from the Millionaire set talking to Kelly Ripa. And I could tell he was so bad at, like, explaining the rules because you could tell he relies on cue cards or a teleprompter. which is kind of sad because you figure he'd done so many episodes, he would have been able to like know the game inside and out, and he really didn't. Him just explaining things just sounded so bad. It was like, and that guy like that had said the fastest number of seconds involved with the question, and then five over here, and then five over there, and they punch in the answers, and then off we go, and then he fumbles up the way explaining the money ladder. The first five for 15 seconds, the next five are 30 seconds, and then the next seven ones after that are 45 seconds. Oh, jeez. He sounded so washed up and out. He needed so much help. Yeah. Yeah. He's like, we just need help. We just need a teleprompter. Where's my prompter? He probably says that all the time. Oh, jeez. Love Regis. Too bad he's not on TV anymore. I always liked him as a kid when he did his talk show. He was always funny. Yeah. And good to imitate, obviously. but like I said, no, Jimmy Kimmel should do a good job, though. I think he's familiar enough with game shows and knows how they work, so I think he'll be fine. He should be funny. He should do a good job. Yeah, Jimmy Kimmel, actually, now that I think of it, was actually a contestant on Celebrity Millionaire back in 2001, I think, when he was still on Win Benstein's Money. So he's actually been on the show before in some way. And it was funny. I think I had Ben Stein was his phone-a-friend in that game he was on, which is interesting. So he'll be returning, and I think it should be good. I'm looking forward to it. It starts this Wednesday night at 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Central on ABC. And this Monday night at 10 Eastern, you could also check out a little retrospective on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. So Monday night's the special, Wednesday night's the show. And it continues on for, I think, 8 straight nights, if I'm not mistaken. So check that out. It should be worth watching. It might actually get me excited about the show again. Because, in recent years, I feel like the show just kind of... It was almost kind of like on life support. I mean, Chris Harrison was brought in. And don't get me wrong, Chris Harrison's a very good host. I enjoyed him. But the fact of the matter is the show was... It was losing steam, and it didn't surprise me that they canceled it in syndication. I figured it was only going to be a matter of time before it was. I mean, some people were surprised to know it was even still on the air within the last couple of years, but it was. It was on for 17 years in syndication, and then 3 years before that on ABC, which I'm sure a lot of people remember. I mean, the show had just kind of run its course and was kind of worn out at the end. But hey, Chris Harrison did a good job. Was able to get 4 years out of it. Because once Meredith Vieira left, people didn't think the show was going to survive. They did one season with Cedric the Entertainer, and he was okay. And then they brought Terry Crews in, and he was well, less than to be desired. A little bit, kind of on the disastrous end. And then Chris Harrison came in and got 4 years out of it, so he actually did a good job. So we'll see how Jimmy Kimmel does this Wednesday night. Who Wants to Be a Millionaire? So, with that, we'll take another break and we'll be back with more sports and stuff right after this.
MVMT is the affordable brand for men's and women's watches. Go to MVMTwatches.com and browse through the bestseller collection, all of the watches, sunglasses, wristband straps, and watch-related accessories. It's not surprising that MVMT offers free shipping worldwide to their customers. Sign up for the newsletter at MVMTwatches.com, read the MVMT brand story, and get caught up on the brand. Premium design at a fair price.
We are back here on Sports and Stuff. John Meisner here with you. It's been a little hard the last few weeks trying to, think of content to talk about because of the coronavirus. But I've done the best I can, and hopefully you have been able to find something to do in the spare time, and in this free time we've all been getting, unfortunately. So thanks for bearing with me. Thanks for sticking around and listening. For those that do, I appreciate it. It's nice to have I'm starting to lose it here. Earl Trout last week. That's what I was trying to say. It was good having Earl Trout on the show last week to talk about his book he has coming out and his broadcasting career. And so hopefully in the next couple weeks we'll get some more guests on before sports resume. Speaking of sports, though, one other thing I wanted to mention here is that I got a post on our Sports and Stuff community page this past week from Ryan Drago, who is a friend of my good friend Samson Zillick, who has been a guest on the show quite a few times. And he's kind of a, I don't want to say a professional writer, but he does some like freelance writing on the side. And he posted an interesting article, I thought, about the NBA that I'll share with you here. You can always go onto the Sports and Stuff community page if you want to read it in great detail. Basically what Ryan says is he questions whether or not, basically just generally speaking, if the NBA is going to be, first of all, if they're going to actually have a season the rest of the way, if they're going to resume basketball. And if they do, are they going to have the playoffs starting when they resume, or are they going to finish out the regular season and then go to the playoffs? You know, at this point, it might be a good idea if they just go right to the playoffs, because there's not many more games left in the regular season anyway. It's maybe no more than like, between 15 to 20 games left. So, I mean, teams kind of know where they are and what seed they might end up as. It's an interesting thought. I don't think the NBA is going to do that, but I think it probably would be the best thing, just so you don't continue playing into like July and August. if they were to end the season in June, that probably would be the best thing if they just started the playoffs like beginning of May or whenever they decide to resume basketball. I don't see that happening, but I think that was a good theory he wrote about. I just kind of feel bad for all the players, really, in all sports, to have to wait. I just hope they're trying to, stay active somehow, whether it's like going on a treadmill or running around there in circles or something. people aren't really going out much, just hope everybody's safe and doing okay, all the athletes and just anybody in general out there. Hope everybody's safe and well and healthy at this time. People have been asking me recently, just as a podcast host, it hasn't been easy trying to fill content. Let me tell you, there's a reason I've been trying to get guests on lately, just so I don't run into like kind of just dead air with nothing to talk about. But want to thank Ryan Drago for writing that article. It's a good article. Check it out. It's on the Sports and Stuff community page. Speaking of the community page, if you ever have a question or a comment or any kind of thing you want to talk about, you could always leave something on the community Facebook page, or you can email me at RedSoxWatcher. That's Red Sox, like the baseball team. Red Sox Watcher 0627 at gmail.com. I'll give it again one more time. Red Sox Watcher 0627 at gmail.com. When I post this week's episode, I'll be sure to include my email address from now on. If anybody wants to contact me, just don't leave any junk emails. say your name, where you are, where you're from, and your question or comments or anything, really, based on what you hear or anything you want to talk about. Anything you want to run by me, go right ahead. Ask it away. Be glad to give you a shout out on the air here. Thanks to Ryan for that. Haven't actually talked to Ryan recently, so you could maybe we can get him as a guest on the show. Maybe we can make that happen. Let's see what I can do. Ryan is kind of like a sports writer in the making. He's young, but he definitely has a future in writing, I think, or at least he hopes to pursue it. So thanks to him again for that article. Still up on the community page. But that's an interesting thought, though, that I think of it. If the NBA and NHL resume, would they just go right to the playoffs, or are they going to finish out the regular season? My guess is, they're probably just going to finish out the season, but, if I had to choose, it probably would be a good idea if they just start with the playoffs and just forget the last several games, just so the season ends close to around the time it usually does. Because, what they're probably going to end up doing is, I think, is going to finish out the season and then play out the rest of the NBA and Stanley Cup Finals, which is going to be kind of odd seeing basketball and hockey into July and hopefully not August, but at least into July in all likelihood. That'd be odd seeing summertime hockey and basketball. I mean, basketball I could see them playing in the summer. Hockey'd be kind of tricky just with the warm weather. I mean, they keep the arenas like refrigerated, the ice, so it doesn't melt. But I mean, it's a little strange, but still, there's a lot of uncertainty right now in the world. You know, in sports for sure is definitely one of those uncertainties, and it's going to be interesting how they resume the NBA and NHL season in the playoffs, and what they do with baseball too. At this point, I think they'll probably just have. If I had to guess, I'd say they could maybe have like a shortened season, like for 100 games, possibly. I could see them maybe starting back in like late May or beginning of June. But we'll see what they want to do, baseball. But a 100-game season sounds probably like the most likeliest scenario. Because, I mean, this coronavirus won't last forever. You know, Earl was talking about it last week. You know, I mean, people will get back to normal. Life will get back to normal. It won't be right away. I think there will be sort of kind of a gradual sort of pace getting back to normal over time. But eventually, we'll get back to normal. We'll be okay, you know. Well, sports and entertainment will be back to normal again. Life will be back to normal. People can go back to work. I know it's affected a lot of people. I understand the impact it's had. It's very serious, obviously. And I have to say, though, you know, I got to give this a shout-out to many people here. Huge, special, gigantic congratulations and a huge special thanks go out to every single doctor, nurse, grocery store worker, and anyone who works in ER or food that has been forced to stay open at this time. You know, all the people in EMTs, police officers, firefighters, everybody that's had to keep working, thank you. And thanks to the media, you know, I know it's hard for them especially to have to work from home. I mean, I'm kind of spoiled as a podcast host. I always get to work from home, but I know it's a little different if you're in news. If you're used to being in a TV studio, sitting at an anchor desk, or out in the field, to have to do everything from home. I mean, it's different. I mean, it's a challenge. You know, they've had to adjust, but they've done so without complaining. Well, at least on the air, anyway. I don't know about whether like off the air. I can imagine when they turn off their computer at the end of the. This is a show. I can only imagine their reactions. Like I can't believe I have to keep doing this. Like, what is wrong with this? Yeah. But still, I mean, thanks again to everyone that's had to, you know, pitch in and help. You know, I work part time at a local supermarket, like I think I mentioned before on the show, and it's nice that people have really appreciated us at a time like this. You know, we've risked our health and our lives to some extent, you know, having to go to work and serve people. Just want you to know that it is greatly appreciated. You know, we appreciate the fact that you appreciate us. So thank you. God bless you. So when we come back after this quick timeout, we'll wrap things up for the week and close it out here on Sports and Stuff. Stay there.
You're listening to EPRN. I'm Alex Foltz, host of Foltzy's Corner. Listen in to my podcast and all the podcasts on Exquisite Podcast Radio Network. Download and bookmark the EPRN app. Go to app.eprn.us. And you can always tune in at www.eprn.us.
John Meiser here on Sports and Stuff. Hope you've been enjoying the show this week on the app, on EPRN, wherever you are. Hopefully you're staying safe and staying healthy. You know, I was mentioning it a couple minutes ago, you know, all those people I thank there. You know, the best thing you can do at a time like this is just trying to stay positive. You know, don't watch the news too much during the day. Don't get consumed with it because it'll bring you down. And I can tell it has brought people down. The best thing you can do is stay occupied. Find something to do, read a book, maybe do a word puzzle. Heck, maybe even call a friend or a family member and say hi. Check up on them. It's the best you can do. You know, it really is. Now's a good time more than any to, you know, reunite and reconnect with people. Whether it's, you know, on the phone or social media, any kind of social distancing is helpful, you know. And all you can do really is just say a prayer. You know, God works his wonders in so many ways. So just stay positive and say a prayer, everybody. God bless you all. Thank you. For everybody involved with the show this week at EPRN, this is John Meisner signing off of the Sports and Stuff show. You've been listening to Sports and Stuff, EPRN, SoundCloud, and the Sports and Stuff app. And don't know what we're going to have next week on the show, but I'll find something. Don't you worry. We'll keep you all occupied and entertained for a little bit. Have a great week, everybody. Stay safe. Please don't go out unless you have to. Have a great week. Take care, everybody. So long.